ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति अनैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडेज वर्स इज फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 2 वर्स 21 वर्स 12। श्रुतो निपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव विश्व द्रोह अपि ही। श्रुतो अनुपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव विश्व द्रोहो अपि ही। श्रुतो अनुपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव विश्व द्रोहो अपि ही। श्रुतो अनुपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो श्रुतो अनुपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्धर्मो देव विश्व द्रोपि ही। ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव विश्व द्रोह अपि ही। माताजी श्रुतो अनुपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव विश्वद्रोह अपि ही। श्रुतो अनुपठितो ध्याते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव विश्व द्रोपि ही। अनुपति देवताते आद्रतो वानुमोदिते सद्य पुनाति सद्धर्मो देव द्रोपि ही। The meaning is as follows. Shruta, heard. Anupatita, subsequently chanted. Dhyata, meditated upon. Adrata, faithfully accepted. Va, or anumodita, praised when performed by others. Sadhya, immediately. Punati, purifies. Saddharma, pure devotional service. Deva, to the demigods. Vishwa, and to the universe. Duraha, those who are hateful. Apihi, even. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Pure devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply by hearing about such transcendental service, by chanting its glories in response, by meditating on it, by respectfully and faithfully accepting it, or by praising the devotional service of others, even persons who hate the demigods and all living beings can be immediately purified. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has commented that the word Sad Dham refers to Bhagavad Dharma. This is also confirmed by Sridhar Swami. Bhagavad Dharma is spiritually so powerful that even those who by worldly standards are implicated in various ways in sinful behavior can easily be purified by accepting, adopting any process of mentioned above in the verse, any of the four processes. Similarly, the impersonalist aspires for his own liberation, wishfully thinking that he will become equal to God. In Bhagavad Dharma, however, there is no such impurity. Bhagavad Dharma is devotional service to the Lord in which the only objective is the satisfaction of the Lord. If one rejects this process and instead wants to hear about, teach or meditate upon another process, the chance for immediate purification is lost. Neither ordinary materialistic yoga processes meant for achieving mystic powers nor impersonal processes based on speculation have the power to purify immediately those who have fallen into the sinful behavior. Sad Dharma or Bhagavad Dharma, pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is unique in that even the most fallen souls can immediately rise to the highest perfectional stage by surrendering at the lotus feet of Krishna or his pure devotees. This was vividly demonstrated in the preaching work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially in the case of sinful brothers Jagai and Magai. So I have been asked to also read verse 13 because yesterday there was no Bhagavatam. So, translation, today you have made me remember my Lord. This is Narad Muji is telling to Vasudev, father of Krishna. The supremely blissful personality of Godhead Narayan, the Supreme Lord is so auspicious that whoever hears and chants about him becomes completely pious. Purport. Shrijeev Goswami has stated, Narayanas Tadrasha Dharme Madhya Guru Rup Narayana. The word Narayan in this verse refers to the incarnation of Godhead Narayan Rishi, who acted as Narad's spiritual master in this dharma. Shrijeev Goswami has also pointed out, Samrita Iti Krishna Pasa Devasa Sena Tapasvevi Viswaranti. The word Smarita, he is brought back the memory, indicates that because of Narad Muni's absorption in the worship of Krishna, he had forgotten Lord Narayan. In other words, if intense engagement in devotional service makes one sometimes forget the personality of Godhead, by Krishna's arrangements, such as sincere servitor will again be reminded of the personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanti Mrandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Militen Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Name Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaya Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadikamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya श्रीरूपम् सागरजातम् सहगना रघुनाथम् वितम् ताम सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजना सहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादम् सहगना ललिता विशाखा वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा। श्रीमद् भागवतम इज द राइपेंड फ्रूट ऑफ ऑल द वैदिक लिटरेचर्स एंड व्यास देव जी एस्टेब्लिशिंग इन श्रीमद् श्रीमद् भागवतम द प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस टू द लॉर्ड किकिंग ऑल चीटिंग रिलीजन्स। सो दिस वर्स इन अ सेंस इज ए सम लाइक ए सेंस ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम। So, in one sense, it is atha, unlimited, the glories of this verse. To describe this verse, I need lot of blessings, seek of all of you to make some attempt to present this verse. So, first of all, I wish to glorify Narad Muni, Dev Rishi Narad Muni, who himself is a personification of the devotional service of the Lord, very dear to the Lord, and glorifying him will bring all auspiciousness and the grace of Krishna, because Krishna is more pleased when his devotees is worshipped or glorified. So Narad Muni, actually there are so many misconceptions and misunderstanding about the activities of Narad Muni, because the general public actually are not able to understand his very elevated position. Because whatever he does is not of any whimsical things. He is only carrying out the wish of the Lord, the desire of the Lord. That is his position. So in his previous life, he was a Dasi Putra. And Krishna, pleased by his devotional service, when Narad Muni left his body in his previous life, completely absorbed in thinking about Krishna, in firm and fixed intelligence, Krishna immediately awarded him a transcendental body which is befitting to be an associate of the Lord. This is his glory. He is also called Bhagavat Rasya, Bhagavat Rupasya. In one of the previous verses it is said, he is Bhagavat Rupasya, which means that he is an expansion of Krishna. In the first chapter, canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is also stated that Narad Muni is a manifestation of the mercy of Krishna to impart devotional service to others. He actually, in the art of devotional service, what is his perfection of art? That he engages a person in devotional service without disturbing his life or position, dovetailing his normal activities in service of Krishna. That is his expertise. It is not that a person has to leave his position, leave his situation and engage in devotional service. Narad Muni engages what are his normal activities, dovetails those activities in the service of Krishna. That is his expertise. He directs such person. So he is in that sense can be said to be Saktavesh Avatar of Krishna, only for the purpose of imparting devotional knowledge and the process of devotional knowledge. Krishna gave him actually eternally free to go anywhere in the creation of the Lord, whether it is material creation or the spiritual creation. He can go anywhere where he likes. It is eternally free to go anywhere. And he is so potent that anyone, whether it's pious or impious, whoever he gives the devotional service, he actually acquires the highest perfection of life. This is Narad Muni's mercy and compassion. And there are number of examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. I will not go into that. You all know about Narad Muni's position. So, this verse is the outcome when Narad Muni was in Dwarka. He once visited Vasudev, the father of Krishna. And Vasudev ji honored him respectfully, made him sit comfortably, and then he began to speak to Narad Muni. Actually, he was opening his heart to Narad Muni. He told Narad Muni that in my previous life, as Sutapa, I had performed severe austerity for thousands of celestial years. But when Krishna appeared before me, he was regretting, I desired him to be my son. Instead of asking for liberation, going back to Godhead and serving Krishna his own dham. This was his dilemma, that I did not ask for that, I asked only for Krishna to be my son. And we know that Krishna came as his son in three births. So therefore he is taking a very humble position before Narad Muni, although he is father of Krishna, he is liberated soul, but he is praying at the lotus feet of Narad Muni that please give us a very easy and direct process by which a person can be free from the entanglement of the material existence. This material existence which is fearful, full of miseries and sufferings. So in reply to that question, Narad Muni has spoken this verse, glorifying the devotional service. And there are many, 3-4 processes are given here. So we will now come to this particular verse. So similar verse was spoken by Sudh Goswami at Naimisharanyam in the beginning of Kali Yuga, where 80,000 sadhus were assembled, and they asked Sudh Goswami 2 questions. What is the ultimate and absolute benefit of the living entity, and what is the essence of all the Vedic literature? Give us that. Because you have heard Sukhdev Goswami, you have studied all the Vedic literature, give us the essence of all that. And Sudh Goswami has said that Saiva Punsam Param Dharmo Yator Bhakti Yadokshje Ehtukya Pritiyata Yajatma Suprasiddhiti. So he has said that the supreme occupation of a living entity is to perform loving devotional service to Krishna, Adhokshya. So we come to this point that he said it is not the only occupation, he said supreme occupation. It means there are lesser occupations also for the living entity. So we come to that point that there is dharma, supreme dharma of the atma, and there is other dharma also, less dharma, which is the dharma of the body. Because atma is inside the body. So there are 2 dharmas. One supreme dharma and one lesser dharma. And we cannot neglect lesser dharma also, because this devotional service is performed through the medium or the vehicle of the body. We cannot neglect it, that it is material. So we have to also, on a practical basis, have to take care of our body so that we can properly perform the supreme dharma. Generally, fanatics say that we are this is material body. We don't actually care for the needs of the body. But this is not intelligence, because this is the vehicle to form the spiritual, the devotional service of the Lord, and it has to be kept in a proper condition so that we can perform it, devotional service, in the right manner. Because if we only focus on the spiritual aspect and neglect the body, then what happens? It will become weak, diseased, incapable of performing the devotional service, and die. Then we are losing a great opportunity of serving Krishna. And if we are focusing only on Deha Dharma, then we are spoiling our human form of life, because the supreme dharma is to render devotional service. So we have to keep a balance between the two. We cannot neglect one or the other. So this is on the practical basis we have to see. Because generally, we become fanatic and this is all material, we are not concerned with the body, it is actually. So this is generally, in fanatism we think of that, but we have to take care of the body so that we can perform the devotional service in the right manner. So now, there are three stages of devotional service. So while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was instructing Sanatana Goswami at Varanasi, he told that Vedadi Shastra kahe sambandh abhide priyojane. Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem, teen mahadhan. So this is the first stage of starting devotional service, that we have to understand our connection to Krishna. Unless we know that connection, everything is superfluous. We go, just bow down before Krishna and come back. We are not creating any connection to Krishna. We don't know any connection to Krishna actually. So first stage is to know our connection to Krishna, that we are his part and parcel, and our eternal duty is to serve Krishna. Jiva Sarupa Krishna Das. Then the second stage comes when we know the connection, and we have forgotten that connection. How to re-establish that connection? Then Abhideya comes. Then the process of devotional service comes. And after the devotional service, the most easy and direct process are given this verse. Hearing, chanting, remembering, and glorifying the devotee. So we know that everybody has a choice. He is free to accept Krishna consciousness. Krishna says that I am impartial. Every dwelling entity has a freedom to accept Krishna consciousness. But there is one condition. He has to accept it with faith and gratitude. Shraddha Mulya. So unless we accept this Krishna consciousness and the relationship with faith, and then there is no question of any progress. So then, what is the purpose? The purpose is ultimately to awaken the love for Godhead, which is already dormant in our heart. This is the highest perfection, that to awaken that love in our heart, which is lying in the dormant condition. Then he says, teen Krishna, Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti, teen Mahadhane. So this Krishna, Krishna Prem, Krishna Bhakti, they are the Mahadhan, they are the greatest wealth, they are the priceless jewel. Why it is so? Because they are transcendental. There is no loss or diminution in that dhan. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 2:40, Nehabhikram Nashvasti Prithvayo Nevidyate. In this process, there is no loss or diminution. Therefore, this is Mahadhan. As compared to the wealth, the position, the prestige in this world. Because that wealth or anything we acquire in this world is either lost during the life or at the time of death. But this spiritual dhan, transcendental dhan, goes with us from life to life to life, till we reach the perfection. This is Krishna's. So therefore, this pure devotional service or ultimately pure devotional service is the highest done. It has greatest wealth, which is never lost or diminished, whatever we acquire in this. So, therefore in Bible it is said, make your treasure in the kingdom of God, not in this world where it can be stolen or eaten away. So we have to make our treasure by performing devotional service. That is our highest perfection. So there are verses after verses, hundreds of verses glorifying the devotional service to Krishna. But I wish to quote only one verse from the prayers of Queen Kunti, Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 8th chapter, 36. Shramanti Gayanti Grahanati. This is the verse. And it says, O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so. Same thing which is Narada Muni is telling here. So certainly see your lotus feet. They will achieve you. This is the process only. Yes, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktiya Madhavi Janta, only by devotional service you can approach me, you can achieve me, attain me. So same thing, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. When we acquire Krishna, then there is no birth and death. We are actually in Krishna's dham. So there are from different aspects that the devotional service has been glorified. I will go through some of the aspects. The first is, it is the best path for self-realization. When we know our relationship with Krishna, we understand what is our position and what is our duty towards Krishna. It is the best position. Because as it said in this verse that impersonalists see that they are God. They think they are God. But devotee knows his position. He is simply a servant of God. So that is the first step of self-realization. And second is only way to attain Krishna, as I said. Because Krishna bhakti attracts Krishna. Krishna is all attractive. But even Cupid is attracted to Krishna, therefore his name is Madan Mohan. But Krishna bhakti is Radharani. She is the mother of devotional service. And therefore she attracts Krishna. Therefore Krishna is, Radharani said, Madan Mohan Mohini. So this is the only process by which Krishna is attracted by performing devotional service. Then third is, because this devotional service, Krishna says, is very clear, I award it only to a deserving person because I come under the control of the devotee. I become his subordinate, like Krishna became subordinate to Arjuna, his pure devotee. So therefore Krishna does not give this bhakti to anybody, because he becomes subservient to him, becomes subordinate to him. Then we come to this is the only way to achieve the transcendental bliss. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, bliss. And where we are connected to Krishna, we also experience that bliss because of the mercy of Krishna. So this is to actually experience transcendental bliss, this is the only way that we can experience transcendental, which is different from the happiness of this world, which is temporary, illusory. Then, automatically, one is detached from all the material activities. Param drashta nivartate. When one develops a higher taste of transcendental love of Krishna, he is experiencing that, why should we be attracted to the lower taste of this material world, which is come out of the senses and mind, which are temporary, which ultimately gives suffering. So why should they automatically leave it? Then it burns all the reactions of sinful activities. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 19th verse, Krishna himself says to Uddhava that just as blazing fire burns firewood to ashes, similarly, devotional service to me burns to ashes sins committed by my devotees.
So this is the outcome. Then it cleans all the anarthas as the process goes. It is a process of purification. So slowly, gradually all the anarthas go. Then it frees from the clutches of Maya. This Krishna Bhakti is actually, it automatically follows. When we are performing Krishna Bhakti, then Anushange, Tar Jnane Anushange, when we understand our the relationship with Krishna and the performed devotional service, then Jaya Maya Bandh. Automatically. Anushange means it automatically follows, simultaneously follows. It is a byproduct. If we perform that, all these, jo maya bandhan hai, we are gradually freed from all the bondage of the this material life. And he never fears from any condition of life because he is fully dependent on Krishna. He has faith that whatever Krishna will do is for my benefit. Whether I am in hell, I am in heaven, I am in Krishna's abode, he is not fearful because he is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna. He is not fearful of any condition. He has full faith, dependence on Krishna. And ultimately he becomes peaceful. Peaceful means unless one is peaceful, he cannot be happy. So in the Bhagavad Gita 99 chapter, 2nd verse, Rajvidya Rajguhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prataksh Avgamam Dharmyam Sukhasam Kartim Abhyavan. So they glorifying the devotional service, that by devotional service he has direct experience of Krishna. It is susarkum, susukham. Person become blissful. And abhyavam, in that bliss there is no diminution or loss. So Prabhupada says in the purport, though therefore the purifying potency of devotional service is very strong and is called pavitram, purest, and uttamam, transcendental to material modes. So this is Prabhupada says in the purport to 9.2. So when a person makes endeavor for serving Krishna in a pure loving way, then what happens? The devotee is immediately connected to the Haladni Shakti of Krishna, Radharani, the pleasure potency of Krishna, blissful person, the mother of devotion. So this is such a potent process that what happens to the person, that a potent process, that the more a person is engaged in transcendental devotional service to Krishna, one is more, he acquires more hankering for Krishna. As we progress in the devotional service, we develop more and more hankering for Krishna. It is so process. And there is no satiation. In the material world, when they do some service, there is satiation. We are satisfied. But in devotional service, there is no satiation, there is no end. Because more we perform, more we hanker for Krishna. Then we want to perform more devotional service to please Krishna. So this process going on. So it is therefore eternal. And this is the transcendent nature of the bhakti. Because in this world everything has a satiation, but transcendental service to the Lord is no satiation, no end. It is eternal. This is the nature of the transcendental service. Therefore, in Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 10, canto 10, chapter 31, verse 9, gopis are glorifying the topics about Krishna. You know, such a famous shloka. Actually, it is said to be the shromani all the shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, which the gopis have chanted. Tav kathamritam, tatva jivanam, kavi bhrinditam, kalpathapaham, shraman mangalam, srimadatatam, bhuvi grahaniti ye bhurita jam. So here, gopis are referring to the katha, that discussion of the topics about Krishna. Krishna is absolute. Whether we are discussing about Krishna, about his devotional service, about his devotee, anything we are discussing, it has the amrit. which is like a life and soul of the suffering person. It is this Amrit is different from the Amrit of this world, which came out of the Amrit Manthan. That Amrit can nourish only the body, but this Amrit which comes discussing the topic of Krishna nourishes the soul. Therefore, they are glorifying Krishna's katha. And the meaning of this is, the nectar of your words and transient description of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages, Kavi Bhirinditam, eradicate the once sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon them who hears them. Shravana Mangalam. Bestow all good fortune on that person who is hearing the katha. These narrations are broadcasted all over the world, Bhuvi Grahanati, and are filled with spiritual power. Those who speak the message of Godhead are most munificent. They are considered to be the dani, sabse bade dani samjhe jate hain, jo Bhagwan ki katha dusre ke saath discuss karte hain, unko wo sunate hain. Pratap Rudra ke in the incident, we understand that when Pratap Rudra was messaging the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Rath Yatra, and he was narrating the Gopi Geet, when he came to Shlok 9, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately got up, started chanting this verse, and he embraced Pratap Rudra. Tears were flowing, chant, 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 who are you? And then he said, I am your servant. So it is so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore it is called the Shiromani verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we now have to see the position of a pure devotee of the Lord. The position of pure devotee of the Lord and his potencies are described in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto 17, chapter, verse 27. The pure devotee stands on the same spiritual level as the Lord. This is the statement of Krishna himself. This is because of intimate connection with the Lord, he is accepted by the Lord as his being very soul. This is the position of pure devotee. Therefore, it is very rare, because Krishna, Narottam Das Thakur, glorifying a pure devotee, says, Tumara hirdaya sava govind, sada govind vishram. And govind kahe vaishnav mera pran. The same thing, it is said. That pure devotee is like his life and soul, because of the intimate connection with Krishna. So, there are two types of Bhagavat. One is book Bhagavat and one is personal Bhagavat. You all know about this. Book Bhagavat is Srimad Bhagavatam, which is glorifying the devotional service of the Lord. And personal Bhagavat is that person who has imbibed all the principles of devotional service, all the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he is living by them. He is a walking scripture from his, as a acharya, from his life, he can teach others what is Bhagavatam. Actually, a person can teach more by his acharan than perhaps a person may have a different acharan than what he is speaking. Then it has no effect. But a person who is living by Bhagavatam is actually more potent. They say that what he is saying, he is living by it. So Bhagavatam is a walking scripture. Chalta firta, bolta scripture hai. So there are two glorifying the ek Bhagavatam bal Bhagavat Shastra or Bhagavat Bhakt Bhakti Raspatra. One is Srimad Bhagavatam and the other Bhagavat is who is like a vessel container in which Bhakti Ras, Bhakti Prem is filled. Pure devotee of the Lord is actually full of love of Krishna, bhakti ras, like a container. Dui Bhagavata Duya Dwara Diya Bhakti Ras. And when pure devotee gives Bhakti Ras to others, what happens? Tara Hirdaya Tare Prem Havash. Then the person who is receiving it with faith and gratitude, his heart will be captivated by Krishna, by the love of Krishna, Bhakti Ras. So this is the importance of Narad Muni. This is the importance of the pure devotee of the Lord. That when he gives, he talks, then he penetrates the heart of the other person. Because his heart is so pure, he can penetrate and give bhakti ras, bhakti seed of the devotion. Ultimately fill his heart with the love of Godhead. So this is the position. Therefore, it is said, sadhu sang sab shast kahe, lest matra sadhu sang sab siddhi hoye. A moment's, even a moment's decision, association with a pure devotee can attain all success and perfection in devotional life. So, now we have discussed Siddhanta, pure devotee. Now we see how this devotional service progresses. And for that, because Rupa Goswami has given that process, adho shraddha tatha sadhu sang tatha bhajan kriya ananta nivritti nishtha, then ruchi asakti bhav and prem. So one has to start from the initial faith, from the tender faith. And this process brings it to the purification brings it to the stage of nishtha, where he develops an infringing faith, a true shraddha Bhagavan ke andar, full dependence on Krishna. So how this process works? That when a person has a faith, develops some faith, then what is the natural process? He goes to a sadhu to know more about it. And the association of devotees are of maybe of two categories. One is of guru and other is of other devotees of the like-minded people. So then, tadvidhi parinipatyan parinprasannin sevya upadeshyanti dhyanam jnanasattva. When he approaches a sadhu, a pure devotee of the Lord, or a person who has seen Krishna tattute, in reality, he knows Krishna, serves him, inquires from him, that what he said, he imparts knowledge about devotional service and Krishna. So this is how he progresses in devotional service. And how progress takes place? He engages him in devotional service, bhajan kriya. And bhajan kriya, as we know, the three most important processes are shravan, kirtan, smaran. And when we are doing it sincerely, then there is a purification. And where this purification, then we come to the stage of nishtha. So up to nishtha, it is the endeavor of the devotee. However, no doubt, he always seeks the mercy of Krishna, help of Krishna, because we cannot overcome anartha on our own accord. We have to always pray for Krishna for removing anarthas. So Krishna is always there. We have actually no ability to do anything. Purusha Nishu. Raso Aham Asmi Kaunteya, in that shloka, it last two verses are Purusha Nishu. I am the ability in man. I am giving memory, I am giving knowledge, I am giving forgetfulness. Everything is coming from Krishna. We have nothing. So we have always to pray to give us sufficient strength to progress in devotional service. And always pray that please remove avananta. And the four things, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and prem, that we can only get by the mercy of Krishna. If Krishna wants to reveal to us, he can reveal. Therefore, we have to continue performing devotional service with enthusiasm, determination and patience, waiting for the Krishna's mercy. because it is Krishna's prerogative when he wants to reveal to us. We have no control on that. So patience is one of the important things, enthusiasm and determination. We have to do it. So now we come to the very important point. Sadhu Sangh is actually the foundation of the devotional service. We have to get instruction from the Sadguru, and we have to associate with the devotees. Because association is so powerful that unless we have association with devotees, it is said that nobody can perform devotional service without association with devotees, alone. Like Bharat Maharaj fell down from such a position of bhava because he has no panchayat to correct him. So devotional service, association of like-minded devotees is very essential. So what is the advantage of the association of devotees? Just like it acts like a fence. When devotees are around us, then it acts like a fence. We are actually protected from the allurement of Maya. They are there to protect us like a fence. If there is any deviation in our devotional service, they correct us. They warn us and protect us from that. They become, when we see the devotees and see them very sincerely perform devotional service, then we get inspiration from them, determination from them, faith from them. Because that is very essential. For progress in devotional service, we should have faith, we should have determination, and we should have inspiration. It is said when we hear about Krishna, we are attracted to Krishna. But when we are hearing the devotional service of devotee, we get inspiration how to do devotional service. So devotion, inspirations come from devotees. They are our inspiration. And they are always talking about Krishna. The association means not physical association. It is association, machchida madhgas prana bodhyante parasparam, katyatnate maschityam tuchyante. They are discussing the topic of Krishna, enlivening each other, raising the consciousness of each other. And then there is a combined consciousness. When so many devotees are there, it is not individual consciousness. There is combined consciousness, which is very powerful. Completely spiritual atmosphere is created. So I was always thinking, what is the real factor or the source of that association? It is so potent. I actually could not find any one answer to that. But recently, about in December, I had been to Ahmedabad, and there I had the opportunity to hear His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj. I attended his Bhagavatam. There was some time. So the topic was of Ajamil. In the purport, Prabhupada had written that a brahmachari should not even see the face of a woman. In the purport is there, he read the purport. And then said, in olden days it was possible because they were separate living places for ladies and gents, and they were coming with ghungat and all that. So there it is possible, but these days it is not possible. So then he told his personal experience with Prabhupada, interaction with Prabhupada. He told that I was given sannyas, and Prabhupada did not tell me anything about that. At that time it did not discuss. But after a couple of months, Prabhupada asked me, are you able to properly follow your vows of sannyas? And he said, I was mum, because there was no answer. Who can answer that? Then he told two things. He told that by performing devotional service seriously, you have to develop higher taste. And you develop higher taste, these all allurements of Maya, of which woman is the most powerful. You can get away with that. You can actually control that. So firstly, you have to develop higher taste by devotional service. Secondly, said that always be in the association of devotees. And the punchline is that he said that the association of devotees is just like the internal potency of the Lord. This Bhakti Charuma said that Prabhupada told to me. It is just like the internal potency of the Lord when we are in the association of devotees. That is the potency, that is the force coming from that. Therefore, the association is most important. So, we have actually whatever I want to say about devotional service, but here, Narada Muni says, even persons who hate demigods and other living entities can be purified. So, hate actually is the manifestation of envy. You can hate, you cannot hate anybody unless there is envy. And envy comes from competition. I want to be higher. If somebody is higher, somebody is superior, somebody is in a better position, then we develop envy against him because we want to be in a higher position. But for devotee, he is always in the highest position. He has the Mahadhan, he has Krishna. He is on the transcendental platform, experiencing transcendental pleasure. Why we should envy demigods who are in this material world, mixed devotees? They have opulence, but they have so many sufferings. Indra is suffering. He is anxiety. Somebody may not snatch away my kingdom. Always in anxiety. So why a person in the superior position, envy or hate, even demigods? Vritasura says to Indra during that battle, he was in the body of a demon, but he was a pure devotee of the Lord, Chitraketu, in the previous life. He told Indra that I will leave this body thinking of Krishna and go to Krishna. And we'll be in the transcendental bliss. But in spite of the fact that you have won the battle, you will be the loser because you will be in this material world. You will be suffering. So why a devotee should have envy with anybody, even demigods? Because he is not allured by the pleasures. So, devotee is always non-envious because he has the highest thing in his possession. Not only non-envious, he is the well-wisher of everybody. This is the position of a devotee. So, he envies nobody. Adosh-darshi. Then, we come to the last part because in the purport, it is said that neither karma yoga, nor jnana yoga, nor dhyana yoga can purify anybody. Because they are all on the material platform. Karma yoga, what is karma yoga? Karma yoga means that one who is performing some activity and wants to enjoy the fruits. Or at best, he renounces the fruits. Then it is from karmakanda and it becomes karma yoga. And jnana yoga, when a person falsely thinks, speculative philosophical speculation thinks that he is Mahayam Brahmasmi, I am God, you are God, everybody is God, and wants to merge in the Brahma Jyoti. Actually, it is said that such an impersonalist has the highest envy against Krishna. Why he has come to this material world? Because of envy of Krishna. And when he is thinking, I am God, Krishna, everybody is God, and I want to merge in God, that I want to become God, it is highest form of envy against Krishna. So what will happen to such person? Is there purification? Actually, he is completely impure. And dhyana yoga, a person meditates on something material, wants to acquire some siddhis, powers, that is dhyana yoga. So these are all performed on the level of body and senses first, karma yoga, dhyana yoga on the basis of mind, and jnana yoga on the basis of intelligence. But pure devotional service is performed on the basis of atma. Actually, it is said that unless one transcends the three modes of material nature, there is no question of any pure devotional service. Pure devotional service only comes after when transcends the three modes of material. It is on the platform of Atma, not on the platform of body, senses, mind or intelligence. But these can be dovetailed. They can culminate into bhakti. Like when one is performing karma, he can, instead of renouncing the result, he can actually offer that result to Krishna. Then it becomes, karma yoga becomes bhakti yoga. In jnana yoga, when his intelligence is purified and he realizes that I am part and parcel of Krishna and actually engage in devotional service, then jnana yoga becomes bhakti yoga. And meditation, instead of meditating on something material, if he meditates on Krishna, that dhyana yoga becomes bhakti yoga. Everything can be utilized of this body. If you are making proper use of this body in the service of Krishna, senses, body, mind, words, intelligence, all we can be utilized. And all these three yogas can culminate into bhakti yoga. Therefore, Rudra Goswami says, anna bijacha shunyam gyan karmadya navritam. He says that for pure devotional service, you have to actually reject karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga. Anukule krishnayu anushulam bhakti uttama. Everything should be performed for the which is anukul, favorable to Krishna. And Narad Panchasankriti says, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Krishna, Kalo Nastem, 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 Garthanata. Only Hari Kanam, Hari Kanam, Hari Kanam. So, Kalo Nastem, Acharya explained, Kalo Nastem, three times it is said that neither Karma Yoga, nor Jnana Yoga, nor Dhyana Yoga can purify yourself, can help you. Only Krishna's name will help you. So here, same thing is said, explained here, that we should reject all these yogas and directly worship Krishna in bhakti yoga. Or these should be actually culminate in bhakti yoga. So this is how. Therefore, it is said that bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakalakam sakal ashant. If these three yogas brings to the point where we are all ashant, they are all suffering and they are always in anxiety, therefore ashant. But Krishna Bhakta, Nishkam, Sadev, Shant. Because he has the highest, why he should worry about that? He is fully dependent on Krishna. So this is the glory of the devotional service. So we come to the end where actually, so grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Actually, in India, hardly anybody knew about connection to Krishna. They are all religious superficially, but not knowing any philosophy. So, it was Srila Prabhupada's great benediction and mercy on all the people of the world that he has given us Krishna, the philosophy, the right philosophy to follow. And how we can actually repay for the debt, for the we have received from Prabhupada, we have to share that what we have received with others. Just like we are receiving the mercy of Prabhupada, we have to give that mercy to other people by preaching. This is what Narad Muni is doing. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, they should also try to spread Krishna's words, Krishna's for their betterment, not for ourselves. We become well-wisher of everybody. So, in a sense, if we see this verse, actually, just at this moment, we all are living with this verse. Actually, we are performing this verse, living with this verse. I am trying to glorify the devotional service. You are hearing about the glorification of the devotional service. you are meditating on the devotional service. I have glorified Narad Muni, who is himself purpose-based glorious service. And we are, if we are willing and ready to accept it with faith and gratitude, it will flourish. So we are very thankful. I know that I have so many limitations, but you are patiently hearing me. Thank you very much. If there is any question or any comment, please, I will try to give. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Yeah.